AP Update.
I'm Diane Kepley. In a move that environmentalists will applaud and the incoming Trump administration may fight, President Obama has designated U.S. waters in the Arctic and some in the Atlantic as being indefinitely off limits to oil and gas leasing. Our Mark Smith tells us a huge portion of U.S.-controlled waters.
In the Atlantic, the president's putting off limits 31 underwater canyons spanning 6,000 square miles from New England to the Chesapeake. In the Arctic, it's 195,000, including most of the Chukchi Sea and all of the Beaufort. In so doing, the president says he's preserving a unique ecosystem, and in the Arctic, where he's acting with Canada, will protect a vast region where harsh conditions would make an oil spill catastrophic.
The White House says it's confident the directive will withstand legal challenges. Industry officials are calling the designation last-minute political rhetoric, and Donald Trump had said during the campaign that he intends to open up offshore drilling. AP Update. I'm Diane Kepley.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.